I feel like I've grown out of that a lot in the last couple of years, and there are a certain group of people who still sort of demand that I wear a harmonica rack everywhere I go, and I just sort of don't want to do that anymore.
Jackie Greene doesn't discount the influence of Bob Dylan in his past, but now with 5 albums under his belt, he's moved on musically, giving up the ghost along the way. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The New York Times called Jackie Greene the Prince of Americana, and he calls himself the weird guy in high school always carrying around a Muddy Waters album. Whatever the label, Jackie's done a lot of homework in his 27 years, studying music of the past and setting a solid foundation for his own sound. But a relatively new addition to his musical knowledge is the Grateful Dead catalog, thanks to an invitation from Phil Lesh to join his band of friends. Returning the favor, Phil and a whole host of musicians from Larry Campbell to David Hidalgo help electrify Jackie's new album, Giving Up the Ghost. But in showcasing a few tunes acoustic style at FUV, Jackie told host Claudia Marshall about the importance of getting back to basics.
Being able to do the songs acoustically is an important exercise in songcraft to begin with. I mean, because that's how the songs started. We're like, sit in my house and I'd write these songs, and they become whatever they become, you know, when you make a record. And then that sort of becomes, to the general listening public, the definitive version of a song. But to me, the real definitive version of a song is this, what we're doing right here. And also how it's taken live, you know, even in a rock setting, because we'll change a song from the record and do it live a different way too. And the best and truest way to hear music, I think, is live, you know. A record is just a document of a place and time, and, you know, and it's always going to be the same when you turn it on.
I don't wanna go out like this, 'cause everybody with an angry fist would take for granted what's in our past, and that's the reason nothing lasts.
It's interesting that you stress that Dylan was a big influence. And
honestly, he hasn't been in the last couple of years. And
who would be more of an influence for you currently?
Currently, Jerry Garcia.
But I would think, you know, you're singing those same songs that he...
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, it's impossible to do that whole gig and not sort of become influenced by it, you know, because I'm discovering all these songs and sort of learning them and having to sing them and perform them in front of people. And I'm like, God, you know, clever hippies. That's a clever song, you know? You know, like Broke Down Palace, I'm going to get all nerdy on you, for example.
Please.
Broke Down Palace starts in a completely different key. And then, like, when you get to the meat of the song, it changes key and you don't even notice it.
Mm.
And I'm just like, clever, clever hippies, you know?
Who knew?
It's a great, not to mention, you know, it's a great melody, great lyric. It's just a classic song. So it's impossible not to be influenced by that body of work. You know, it's pretty incredible.
Well, they say don't look for heroes if you don't care who you find. All roads lead to somewhere, and although the horse is blind, there's one thing I can say for sure. You can go through hell and come out pure if you just don't let the devil take your mind.
Jackie Greene live and acoustic at FUV with a stripped-down version of Don't Let the Devil Take Your Mind. You can hear the whole interview and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.